on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
The weirdest dynamic off air.
We talking about some weird things, man. Weird, man.
The gambit of the plethora of things we talk about off air is insane. But anyway, good morning, everybody. Welcome to it. The Plan B Morning Show at 7:37. I'm Brock. He's Hunter. Hey, ho.
We have the conversations like if we were laying in our sleeping bags as kids in the living room, like looking at the ceiling and talking to each other.
Hunter. So what do you think about this? This is, you know, the moon and the stars.
Jesus.
Dear Diary. Anyway, it is time for your topic of the day. As always, brought to you by Specialite in Decatur and Benton Township. There's a good chance you've walked through a Specialite door and you've gone to a local restaurant, school, store, or plant. They're growing. They want to grow with you. Specialite. Hit them up, man. Your topic for today, what food can you eat no matter what time of day it is? Doesn't matter. The sun could be coming up. The rooster. Or
boom,
it could be nighttime.
Right to it.
Yeah. Or middle of the night.
I got one dude that we just made recently, and I'm like, seriously, if it's 3 a.m, 3 p.m, it doesn't matter. Yeah. Like, you look at that bag, and you're like, okay, I can have some, because it's that good. Dude, we made puppy chow the other day. It's dangerous.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not sure if there's anything better than puppy chow.
When it's done right, it's the perfect, food, it really, when you look at it.
The combination of it. You know what's crazy, too, is like just the Chex by itself is like terrible.
Yeah.
Like, oh.
Yeah. That's why you coat it in peanut butter, chocolate, and powdered sugar.
Right.
And it's delicious. You could cover a turd in that, and it would be, all right, this is okay. I don't mind it. Yeah. Yeah. See, you guys do the peanut butter and the chocolate, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Of course. Okay, good. So you did it right then. Yeah.
Sometimes you get those balls of it. You know, you get like a ball of Chex Mix. It's just, you know.
It got all stuck together in the bag.
Yeah.
It's just like, I'm going to eat you. It's just great. It's great.
Good.
The only bugaboo I would say about puppy chow.
Making it?
Not making it. It's the fact that you cannot sneakily eat it. Okay, one, it's crunchy, it's loud, and two, the powdered sugar is everywhere. So if someone's like if my wife were to make, or your wife were to make puppy chow, and it's like, look, this is for
the
Christmas.
Are you doing cocaine?
You see, this is for the Christmas party. You are not allowed to eat this. You're going to get busted when you're like, all right, I'm just going to have one little handful. Just one little handful. She'll never know. The evidence is all over you. All over you.
No, honey, I was eating puppy chow on the way back from the strip club.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Right.
Good answer. Yes, you can have puppy chow any time of day. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. Mine a little bit of a heartier substance than yours.
Okay.
Chinese food. I can eat Chinese food for breakfast. Any kind. It doesn't matter. Any kind. Any kind of Chinese food. If it has MSG in it, I'm putting it down no matter what.
It's hard for me to get away from the General Tso's.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I enjoy orange chicken. I love cashew chicken, sweet and sour chicken. I like it spicy. I like sesame seed. It doesn't matter. Chinese food, I absolutely love.
You want a little Chinese tip?
I probably know it, but what do you got?
So we discovered this. So Chinese to go, if you take it to go and eat it at your house, it's not as good. It's really not as good. It gets soggy. Mm-hmm. It gets soggy. So when they fry it or whatever they do, you know, in the pan, you got to eat it right out of that pan. It's way crunchier. It's crispier, crunchier. It's just better.
Well,
you got to eat your Chinese at the place, which is hard now because you can't. But
I was saying, what do you want me to go back to the kitchen there and just sit there? No, I'll eat it here. I'll eat it here. It's fine.
You know, but when you can, when the opportunity is to eat it there, you have to. Trust me, it is better. Mark my word.
There's something interesting about Chinese food. And I don't know what it is that at like 3 o'clock in the morning by the light of the refrigerator standing there in my underwear with the container just open and I'm sitting there eating it. It's delicious.
So
and it doesn't even need to be warmed up. Honestly, most of the times when I eat Chinese food the second go around, I don't heat it up. I just eat it cold.
Yeah. Do you do the fried rice or the noodles?
Oh, of course. Both. Both. Usually I get both.
Do both.
Dude, the last time I went and got Chinese food, I spent $80, all right?
Damn, dude.
Well, you got to get the pot stickers. You got to get the crab rangoon. You need the fried rice. You need the regular rice. Yeah.
You're right, though. The rangoon is good, too.
You need the egg rolls, all right? You need the egg rolls. Yeah. Yeah. It was a lot.
What is duck sauce, by the way? What is it?
I don't know, but it's delicious.
Damn it, it's delicious.
Yeah. I will sell my body for some duck sauce, all right?
You know what's funny about the duck sauce, too? You never take three packets, you know, what you usually need. No, you grab a handful of like 200.
Yeah. No one needs that much duck sauce. No one.
Ever.
But it's fantastic. It's fantastic.
Do you get egg rolls?
Yeah, of course. Of course you get egg rolls. Yeah.
Egg roll?
What are you, stupid? Of course I get egg rolls. Am I going to go to a Chinese restaurant and not get egg rolls, you moron?
Dude, is Chinese open right now? I'm hungry.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got. Well, I said that $80 I spent was like 3 weeks ago. And I still have leftovers. It's amazing.
Nice.
All right, we're going to take a break. Comment on Facebook or give us a call, 925-WIRX. What food can you eat no matter what time of day it is? We got some awesome answers. We're going to hear yours in just a bit. Stick around.
Everything that rocks.
Well, yee-haw. Hoo-doggy. Good morning, everybody. 7:49. I'm Brock. He's Hunter.
Y'all too. What's up, man?
Y'all too. It is your topic of the day today, of course, as always, brought to you by Specialite in Decatur and Benton Township. Check them out, Specialite, right here, Southwest Michigan. What food can you eat no matter what time of day it is? Anytime. Don't matter. We got some great answers on Facebook. Rick said pizza. Of course.
Pizza's got to be the biggest one. That's got to be the biggest answer of them all, right?
I honestly would think so. I mean, there is a lot of pizza on here, but there's a lot of interesting ones, too, as well. Now, I'm going to say pizza, yes, but don't cheat, though, and say breakfast pizza. I'm talking just regular, you know, because breakfast pizza, yeah, of course, you can have breakfast pizza, but, I mean, that's just... It's just a different form of pizza.
How are you feeling? So there are a couple stores recently. They're coming out with the hamburger pizza and the.
Sometimes I think you can. Sometimes there's a little too much, you know. So a lot of these different ones. I usually keep it pretty basic, but yeah. I mean, it's still.
I get it. You're trying to keep it fresh. Yeah, I know. I get it, but. Yeah, there's got to be a line somewhere, right?
Pizza's like sex, all right. I mean, even if it's bad, you're still getting pizza, right? All right. Let's see. Danielle had a good one. Tacos. Yeah.
Tacos is great.
Yep.
You know what's great about tacos is, like, I'll switch it up, too. I'll have, like, the hard shell when we initially make it, and then I'll make a soft shell later.
Very nice.
And then I'll go get a bag of little Fritos, and I'll have a walking taco the next day.
Nice. Very nice. Yeah. Yeah, any time of day. Tacos are great. They are great.
They're awesome.
Sherry said potato chips. Boy, I don't know if I've ever smashed some potato chips in the morning. I don't know if I could do that.
Yeah, a Dorito in the morning sounds a little weird.
Yeah, you know?
Depends on how old you are, I guess. In college, probably.
Probably. I'm guessing I probably did. But, you know, right now, my wife would probably judge me if I did that. Are you eating Doritos in bed? It's 7:30 in the morning. I'm sorry, I'm hungry.
Brock, do they have a breakfast chip?
I don't think so. They made the chicken and waffles Lay's chip. I guess that would be because some people do have chicken and waffles for breakfast
in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I guess that'd be my closest answer.
We need like a biscuits and gravy chip. Do they have that?
I don't know. I'm sure they do. They have to. They've made so many chip flavors out there.
Which, by the way, throw that on the list too. Biscuits and gravy.
There's a couple people. Richard and Bobby both said biscuits and gravy.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
So good. You know what's weird is I recently discovered it.
Biscuits and gravy? Like, B's and G's?
This past year. I never used to get it, ever. We'd go out somewhere. No, I'm good. Everybody would get it. This is what I'm talking about my whole life.
Yeah.
This past year, I had it for the first time. I was like, oh, my God, dude,
when it's done right, when you get just smothered biscuits and gravy, it doesn't matter if it's 5 o'clock in the morning, 5 o'clock in the afternoon, or at any time, biscuits and gravy are good. Well, down south, it's a staple. Mm-hmm. The Kiki loves B's and G's, man. Yeah, it's a staple. Yeah.
Can I give a shout out real quick? Full Circle Cafe. Whatever you guys do over there.
Yeah.
So good.
Well, I mean, it's carbs covered in gravy. You really can't with meat in there. Matt said, what's the food that he can eat any time of day? It doesn't matter. He said a good hot dog on a steamed bun. All right. I don't know about that. Look, I love a good hot dog, but in the morning, could you imagine having like a morning hot dog? Like,
give me a breakfast dog. Yeah,
You had any breakfast hot dogs? Excuse me, sir. What did you say? Hey, you know,
you
breakfast
psycho,
hot dog.
Get out of here.
Yeah. No, That one might be on the fence. I don't know, man.
You know, I think the only time that I could justify eating a hot dog in the morning was like camping, maybe, if you're like running out of food or something.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe.
You know, you're like, I got to get something in my stomach. You know, that's
all right,
fine.
I'll have a hot dog. give me a bowl of sausage in the morning.
No, it's when you're extremely hungover and you're like, dude, I don't have the patience to make anything.
Yeah.
Just throw a hot dog together.
Let's see. Randy said lasagna.
Yeah, that's good too.
Yeah. Yeah, any time of day. Breakfast lasagna.
I mean, it's better than a hot dog.
Yeah, I would say that. Of course, again, though, it's hard to do this topic and get away with your preconceived notions of it. Because if I were to see someone straight up with like lasagna and cheesy garlic bread at 6:30 in the morning, either you're a third shifter and you're finally having dinner, or you got to get your life together. I think that's kind of where we're at with that. You know what I mean?
Here's a question too about lasagna, Brock. And answer me this: how does lasagna go from 1,000 degrees to 2 degrees in like a 2 minute increment?
It's amazing.
Like, dude, there's a small window where you can eat lasagna. You're like, dude, it's not burning my mouth and it's still warm enough.
Because it's layers, and when you take it out of the dish, those layers, heat escapes so quickly out of the layers. Mm-hmm. It's not very conducive for keeping heat. You know what I mean?
You got about like 45 seconds to eat that lasagna where it's just perfect.
So the best piece of lasagna, if you want it to stay warm, is that corner piece, because you have two sides that are usually closed in. That's it. Yeah.
I love those burnt corners. The burnt corners are the best.
Yeah. Mm. I don't know about
chewy.
That. We'll end with Katie's. Katie had a good one, because there's some other weird ones on here, like hot wings and tuna and cheeseburgers. I'm like, all right, that's the
tuna.
Yeah, tuna. Well, okay, there's two. A couple people said cereal. Obviously, cereal, you can have it any time of day. It's fantastic. And you always feel, I always feel like a kid again when I have cereal for dinner. I'm like, look at me.
I'm a Ninja Turtle bowl.
I think I might say Katie might have the best one. She said peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Yeah.
That's not a specific, you can have it for breakfast. You really can. You can have peanut butter and jelly for breakfast. You can have peanut butter and jelly sandwich for lunch. You can have it for dinner. You can have it for a midnight snack. I can't tell you how many times I've been drunk and made two peanut butter and jelly sandwiches before I went to bed. You know what I mean?
I'll tell you what, I got a fridge full of Uncrustables.
Dude, for sure. Think about that. Dude, if I could only have one meal for the rest of my life, Uncrustables all day, I could smash a box right now.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. You know what's bad about it, too, is you get a box of eight, I think, or four or eight or something.
Yeah.
But every time you open the fridge, you know, you glance by it, and you're like, oh, okay, I guess I could eat just one.
Because you don't have to make it. Because you don't.
It's right there.
The only reason I'm not 500 pounds of just peanut butter and jelly is because you have to make the sandwich itself. That is what keeps us from overdoing it on peanut butter and jellies. However, Uncrustable said, you know what? We're going to take the middleman out. Here you go. Here you go, you fat piece of trash. We've made it for you. And we cut off the part that most people don't like. Crust out of here.
You know what? No jelly on my hands this time, man.
No.
Can you make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich without getting jelly on your hands? It's impossible.
No, it's impossible. And you know what I usually do, too, when I make a peanut butter and jelly? At some point, so I'll put the butter down, then I put the peanut butter down, and I'm like, well, I'm gonna have some peanut butter just by itself. Okay. Mm. So you have like a spoonful of peanut butter like that. Then you get the jelly on there, and you're like, well, I'm just gonna have a little spoonful of jelly. Well, here, you know what? I'm gonna take this knife, get a little peanut butter, get a little jelly just on the knife. Mm. Gotta have a pre-sandwich snack, you know? Yeah.
When I was a kid, I used to make the triple decker. So you'd make your regular peanut butter and jelly. And then on the top piece, I'd put more peanut butter, and on another piece, more jelly.
There you go. There you go.
It's a lot of bread, though.
It's so much bread. So much bread.
So good, though. So good.
God, I want like 13 Uncrustables right now. Good God. All right. We're going to take a break. We got more of the Plan B Morning Show coming up. Stick around.